So this is Aeneid Book 1, lines 16 to 33 is the sense unit packet. And I'm going to do the first 33 sense units, and then the next recording will be the end of this packet. All right, so starting off with heek, so hear. And you do notice that you have heek and heek. So you do have an anaphora here, just emphasizing this whole samos. So heek fuit arma ilius. Here were her weapons. Heek fuit curus. Here was her chariot. Juno Dea, the goddess Juno, Yam Tum, already then, tendit quae fuit quae, both extends and cherishes that hoc regum esse, that this kingdom is gentibus, for the nations. So basically, as I'll explain to you in class, this Carthage that is so special to her, she hopes that it will be kind of the ruler of the nations, kind of like what Rome became with the empire. Sequa fata sinant, if any fates allow. Okay, so basically if the fates would allow it, that's what she's hoping, that's what the hope that she's cherishing. Sed enim, but indeed, audierat, she had heard. All right, so this is the introduction of the indirect statements, and there's going to be several infinitives going with it. But indeed, she had heard, progenium a Troiano sanguine, that an offspring from Trojan blood, Duci, was being led. So an offspring was being led out from Trojan blood. Quae olim veterit, which one day might overthrow Tyrius Arces, the Tyrian citadels. And Tyrian, again, is another way to talk about Carthage. Hinc populum venturum, that this people would come. Late regem, ruling widely. And bello superbum, and arrogant in war, excidio Libiae, for the destruction for Libya. You could say for the destruction of Libya. And then what's the last thing that she had heard? That sic vorae parcus, that thus the fates were unrolling. Quae id metuens, and fearing this, Saturnia, this is a patronymic where she is being referred to by her father's name, so the daughter of Saturn, or you could just say Juno. And fearing this Juno, memor, mindful. Mindful of what? Veteris belli, of the old war. Quo prima gesserunt, which she as leader had waged, ad Troiam, at Troy, procaris argis, for her dear Argos, for her dear Greeks. You could say Greeks, you could also say Greece. Nectum etiam, and not yet even, causas irarum, had the causes of her anger, saeve dolores, and her savage pains, exciderat, perished animo from her mind. Repostum judicium paridis manet, the judgment of Paris remains laid away, altamente, in her deep mind. Now, even though it's in her deep mind, you could really honestly translate it in English, deep in her mind. And the inuria, the injury, the insult, for my spretae of her offended beauty. Et genus in visum, and the hated people. Et honores rapti Ganymedes, and the seized honors of Ganymede. Now, this could also be the honors of the seized Ganymede. The rapti could be going with honores or Ganymedes, and he probably means for it to be both. But we'll talk about that story and exactly why do all these things bother her so much. All right, but dropping back to the first sense unit again, I'm going to translate. So here were her weapons. Here was her chariot. The goddess Juno already then extends and cherishes that this kingdom is for the nations, if any fates allow. Now that qua could also be if the fates allow in any way. But indeed, she had heard that an offspring was being led from Trojan blood, which one day might overthrow the Tyrian citadels, that this people would come ruling widely and arrogant in war for the destruction of Libya, that thus the fates were unrolling. And fearing this, Juno, mindful of the ancient war which she as leader had waged at Troy for her dear Argus, not yet even had the causes of her anger and savage pains perished from her mind. The judgment of Paris stays laid away deep in her mind, and the insult of her rejected beauty and the hated people and the honors of the seized Ganymede.